Paranormal Perception is brought to you by Paralink, the new social networking site for paranormal enthusiasts by paranormal enthusiasts. You can create your free account at paralink.com today. And welcome to our new sponsor, CoffinCo.com, a coffin-shaped phone charger so you can lay your phone to rest. And last but not least, Alien Soda Company. Visit aliensodacompany.shop for all things out of this world and keep listening to find out how you can get 10% off your order. Paranormal Perception is about to be conjured into existence by 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.
517 to scanner control. 517 to scanner control.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please be seated? Our program is about to begin.
Paranormal.
Beyond the range of normal experience or scientific explanation.
Perception.
The process or state of being aware of something.
Paranormal perception.
Not the same old paranormal.
Welcome to Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel.
Henry is a 46-year paranormal experiencer and a 39-year broadcaster.
Yeah, he's seen some things.
Featuring Hero and Sean Klein from Unearthing the Supernatural as the show's spiritual counselors and co-hosts. Unearthing the Supernatural is a team of Native American warriors trained in the ancient way of spiritual combat and healing. In other words, they really know what they're talking about. This is not the same old paranormal.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
This is Paranormal Perception. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Paranormal Perception episode. Before we get going on this episode, I got to say a thank you. I noticed a lot of you went over from this side to the other show that I do, the Geek Speak show. A lot of you liked the, we did an AI episode over there, only it wasn't from the paranormal side. It was from the geek culture side of things, the creative side. And it was pretty interesting. A lot of you gave me some comments. Some of you emailed me on the other email. So thanks for going over there and taking a listen to that show. If you haven't heard it, thegeekspeakshow.com is where you can hear that one. As far as paranormal perception today, right now, well, let me go back to 2018. It was actually the pilot episode for Paranormal Perception. If you remember, John Zaffis was on that show on the pilot episode with me, and we spoke about haunted objects. In fact, I'd spoken to him about haunted objects at the one place where you're not thinking about the paranormal at all, San Diego Comic-Con. That's actually where I met John Zaffis, and we talked about his show, The Haunted Collector. And I've had David Weatherly on the show. He spoke about haunted objects. Well, specifically haunted dolls. He specializes in haunted dolls. But since then, since those two came on, I haven't talked about haunted dolls or haunted anything, really. So guess what this episode is all about. Oh, not only is, well, you kind of guessed what we're going to talk about, but this is a special episode. You know why? Well, come back in a few minutes and I'll tell you why.
This is not the same old paranormal.
Paranormal Perception. We'll be right back.
If you're a fan of the paranormal world, then you'll love WLTK-DB Talk Radio. Talk shows bringing you the latest on everything paranormal, cryptozoological, metaphysical, true crime, psychic readings, and more. The truth is here and now on WLTK-DB Talk Radio at WLTKDB.com.
Now that summer is officially here, you're probably looking for some t-shirts to wear to the beach or to the backyard barbecue. Now, make sure wherever you're looking for, make sure your search includes a visit to Alien Soda Company. Alien Soda Company has pop culture and also paranormal themed shirts for you to wear this summer and to show off your weirdness. For example, Sasquatch, Area 51 Fire Department t-shirts. Why be normal when you can be, yeah, you guessed it, paranormal? There's t-shirts. There's also the Mararaya collection, that's Manta Ray for you non-Espanolist speakers. That collection features beach towels, island tees, Hawaiian shirts, tank tops, and more. Plus, just for the Paranormal Perception listeners, use coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout for 10% off your order. Alien Soda Company ships anywhere in the world, so visit aliensodacompany.shop and use coupon code PERCEPTION for 10% off. Alien Soda Company, for all things out of this world.
According to a 2022 study by the Journal of Experimental Psychology, using your phone less for over 4 months leads to a decrease in depression and anxiety, and an increase in physical activity and overall life satisfaction.
So if you're sick of mindless scrolling and the obsessive checking of your smartphone, then you're ready. Visit coughphoneco.com and get a handmade coffin-inspired wireless phone charger designed to help you lay your phone and your brain to rest. How? The phone charger looks like a small coffin. You simply lay your phone down on the plush velvet bed, close the lid, and lay it to rest. Definitely a conversation starter. Actual conversation, not a text conversation. Plus, your phone charges while it's in its coffin. Visit coughphoneco.com to choose from a single plot for one phone, the double for two stacked phones, and the family plot for up to four phones. You don't have to bury your phone 6 feet under, but you can use this coffin-shaped phone charger to spend less time on it. C-O-F-F-O-N-E-C-O.com. C-O-F-F-O-N-E-C-O.com. Coughphoneco.com. Lay your phone to rest.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing Paralinked. Paralinked is the new social media page just for you, paranormal enthusiasts. Create a free Paralinked page for you or your team and share your evidence. Yeah, that means videos and EVPs. You can learn about upcoming Paracons or other events in your area, or you can let the Paralinked community know about an event you're organizing. You can follow the paranormal on regular social media, but then you have to deal with everything that comes with regular social media. Or you can meet like-minded individuals and teams by creating a free page at paralinked.com. Did I say free?
I know you're gonna dig this.
Absolutely and completely free to create an account. Just visit paralinked.com. We'll see you on Paralinked.
Shut up and sit down.
This show is about to make you think beyond written paranormal history. With Hero and Sean Klein from Unearthing the Supernatural. Oh, and Henry too. Together, they're about to give you not the same old paranormal. They're back on Paranormal Perception.
Feels like it's been 20 years, but it hasn't been. It's only been a couple weeks, I think. But they're back. The boys are back. So, like I said before the break, today's a special episode because we're all together, the entire team, for the first time, well, ever. Actually, now that I think about it, you hear us at different times, but this is the first time that we're all going to be together. The boys have been here before, obviously. We've done OC Paracon and other Paracons and other events, so you've seen us together. But now, the person you hear every week doing some readings, giving you some psychic advice, she's with us also. So first, the boys are back in town. Not Funky Town, here on Paranormal Perception. They're back. And also, Chris DeLorona. So, first of all, boys, welcome back. We missed you. It's been a while.
Ahoo.
The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town.
Coming in from the Riz.
Just still dusty out here.
I was going to start with that song, but then I figured you guys would do that for like another 20 minutes, and we have a whole segment to do. So.
Oh, yeah. Unearthing the Supernatural concert.
No karaoke today. And also, like I said, Crystal Lorona. You hear her every week, but now you get to hear her again. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, guys.
The reason why I had you guys on here, seriously, is because it was actually Crystal's idea. And as she started talking about it, I said, yeah, let's do an episode on that. But I said, you know what? Let me bring the boys on because they've never dealt with, we're going to talk about haunted dolls, because those of you that follow Crystal on her over on her Instagram, you've seen her feature one doll in particular. She's also talked about other dolls. Now I'll have her clear it up in a second. She's not a collector of haunted dolls. She just, for some reason, they just pop up now all of a sudden in her life. But when we started talking about it, and then I said, let's do an episode on that. I said, let me bring the boys on, because I'm sure, I don't think they deal with dolls. Although if y'all remember from, I think it was the Halloween episode last year, there was one episode they did deal with some famous dolls, we'll say, from the Toy Story movies. If you don't remember, go back to the Halloween episodes there. You'll see what we're talking about. But they do deal with some other, I don't know if I want to call it haunted, but they definitely have things in them. So they're here to do that. So first of all, Crystal, let's start with you. Clarify that first of all, so people, in case they're wondering, wait, you collect haunted dolls. You're not a collector of haunted dolls, are you? Or are you?
Definitely not. And they just, some of these things, so like you were saying about the boys, I actually have a lot of items. I don't refer to them as haunted. They have different energies and purposes and reasons why they've made their way to my possession. But some of those things are dolls. And as all of you know right now, especially like haunted dolls are just such a hot commodity. People are selling them left and right and telling stories about them. So I have it is a doll that was given to me recently last week. And I was really excited about this doll and I've been posting about it. So I thought, okay, as I'm showing my excitement, I better clear up that I'm definitely not a haunted doll collector. And like, there's a lot of different, lots of different types of quote unquote haunted dolls, because it's just a term that's loosely used by most people, because most of the dolls they think are haunted are not even haunted, so to speak. They might be possessed or they might be conduits, which we can get, you know, more into what that means. But yeah, basically, that's kind of where I'm coming from with all of this.
Here in Shonklin, with you guys, do you guys deal with what, I don't know if you would call it haunted, but I mean, well, how would you describe the things that you've run into that have spirits in them?
So kind of like the things that we have in our possession, let's just say our swords or our ceremonial objects, things of that nature. Those all have spirits within them. They have souls, pretty much. Not per souls in the say like they were once human, but more so along the lines of they have their own spiritual energy. They have their own thought process. And to us, medicinal people, especially our jish or our tools that we use for ceremony, they're babies to us, and they have a protective spirit. They know you as their caretaker, and they also work to help the patients out. Now, when it comes to all of our other jish, and you're going to learn that word jish basically means your ceremonial tools. And when we go investigating, you see us don our armor or have our weapons. Those are our jish as well, because we are going into ceremony, like as if we're going into battle. And so those particular objects, like my one sword in particular, a Black Raven, that one has quite a few spirits in it. And now kind of like, the thought process to think about it, when you think of something that's per se specifically haunted, it means that whatever being is attached to it or within it is able to possess it, move it around, or cause disruptions around it and in a negative aspect or in a curious aspect. It doesn't necessarily have to be negative, but it starts messing with the world around it, interacting with the world around it. Now, Black Raven is not quite that sword to where it doesn't jump out of my sheath and just start running around in the middle of the night. That definitely doesn't do that. But what it does is it holds the memories and the energies of my past opponents. Oftentimes, they were dark beings, very dark beings. And within it is kind of entrapped is that energy. And so they say when your weapon does deal a blow, and takes a life, whether it's a physical life or a spiritual life, that weapon kind of takes a piece of that being that it took, and it kind of keeps it. And so if you were to compare that particular sword compared to our other swords that are actually made by the same people that made it,
My Black Raven is very almost two or three times heavier than that sword, just from its use and just from the type of energies that it carries. But other objects that we've interacted with kind of over the years beyond unearthing the supernatural, just us being medicinal people and helping people out, we've definitely come across some very spooky things. Even indigenous people do have dolls that are very much haunted, very much kind of cause trouble if stumbled upon. And so those are very difficult to deal with for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the swords, because I wasn't thinking about the swords when I was thinking about haunted objects, because I think when we first met, you both explained to me that both of the swords, they're blessed, right?
Yeah, all our weapons, all our armor, it's all blessed. And so they all have a spirit there to kind of protect us and help us out.
Yeah, so for that reason, because they're blessed, I wasn't thinking of them like quote unquote haunted objects. So, but now that you mentioned it, the dolls, is it dolls like that kids play with, or what do you mean by haunted dolls that indigenous people have had?
Some of those particular objects, those particular dolls that I've encountered, especially the ones that are made by evil, they can often be made of human remains, whether it be skin, hair, or bone, or even eyeballs, things like that. That gets really creepy, and that definitely has a lot of evil attached to it, and oftentimes an evil spirit is attached to those. Other things that we've dealt with on the reservation is old toys that the Anasazi or kind of old people have played with. And another one I think that's a really interesting story is when we went to an abandoned Hogan. And that one, usually when someone dies in a Hogan, you're supposed to leave it. You board it up and you leave it, and you're not supposed to ever live there again. Well, there was a couple times that we went to investigate these haunted buildings, and some of those objects that they just boarded up and left were still there. So some of those toys, some of the various things that the children would play with were still there, kind of things that had emotional attachments to these children. And they still desired to be played with. They still desired to have almost an animated aspect to them.
And Crystal, you can jump into if you have an answer for this one. Is there a reason why spirits would want to inhabit objects or dolls?
Well, several reasons. But first of all, the thing I always think of is the term I used earlier, conduit, which is a doll. A voodoo doll would be an example of a conduit. It's a doll that someone specifically works with to get it to do something for them. So, or do something to them. So that would be to me, the number one reason why a doll would, or an object would take on those characteristics. But I really don't have any experience or know about an item or a doll that just randomly started doing something without somebody doing something to it or asking it to do something for them.
Yeah, my kind of experience is very similar to where the dolls that were made by evil people, those ones are made for a purpose, very similar to voodoo dolls, and they have a very dark intent to them. Now, the ones that other ones like it left in the abandoned Hogans or some couple others that we've encountered, those ones, in a sense, get imprinted with the spirits. They could either be imprinted by the child or imprinted by a family, handed down from generation to generation. And it almost becomes an animated thing to where you kind of give it life, like an imaginary friend coming to fruition. There was one particular case up in Farmington, actually, where I found this doll actually at an old boarding. It was an old boarding school, but now it's a school, and it was in a wall, and it would knock. That's kind of how they found it after it was kind of built over, and it would knock on the walls. And when we kind of did a ceremony for it and we pulled it out, it kind of would move a little bit. So I would imagine that it's those old spirits that still, like Crystal said, a conduit to be able to communicate, to be able to get attention. There could be other types of beings that want to, phantom beings will possess it, shadow beings, mimic beings, pretty much beings that want to have a way. Like, it's hard to possess a human body with all our protections and everything that we have. It's easier to possess a toy or an object because you don't have to deal with the hunger. You don't have to deal with emotions that people have, protections that people have. It's just an object to possess. And to have that gravity towards children and innocent spirits, like, hey, come play with me. A dark spirit can, like, hey, let's go towards the innocents, because the adults, you're not going to go to a store really. Well, most adults anyway, go to a store and pick up a doll. But a child who doesn't know any better, like, ooh, I like this doll, take it home, and that's a back door into someone's home to affect someone.
I've heard people talk about how, I don't know if it would be haunted, but you know how, like, kids have their favorite teddy bear or favorite doll or favorite toy, even like an action figure or Star Wars or you know, something, a Transformer, some kind of thing, or even one of the Funko Pops, them treating it like a person, big, like they would treat a pet. They talk to it. They, you know, they go to it for comfort when they feel sad. By doing that, is it possible to kind of, I guess the way to put it is, give it life in any way?
Definitely, you could give a lot of, when you interact with an inanimate object like that, you, in a sense, you breathe your energy to it. You breathe your heart, your soul, your energy, your emotions into it, because a lot of times, especially at a younger age, you connect with your toys. You on a, I would have to say a really spiritual level, because when I remember when I was a kid and I had my toys, you know, I would put my dreams into them. I would, when I would play with them, I would bring them into a whole new world of interaction. And it pretty much, you're putting yourself into it as well. So you're giving it its soul, you're giving it its life, you're giving it its spirit in a sense. So it, that in itself right there, I guess it wouldn't say like, it gives it, it's like an animate spirit, I guess you can say, but you put your energy into it that can be manipulated in some way, shape, or form.
What were you going to say, Crystal?
Oh, I forgot, but I actually wanted to go back to the prior question you asked before that, when you were saying something about, like, why would a doll be haunted or possessed or start taking action? And I just wanted to clear, like, in case there is anyone listening who has had some, like, poltergeist activity, that could absolutely make a doll move or talk or something like that. I just haven't had that experience, and I have not experienced that, like, on any investigations that I've ever gone on, any cases I've worked on, but that does absolutely happen. I haven't personally seen that happen.
Now, I brought him up at the beginning of the show. I mentioned John Zaffis. Boys, you know John Zaffis. When I first met him back at San Diego Comic-Con, we talked about his show at the time, The Haunted Collector. I think Zaffis is the exception. He collects haunted objects, but I think he knows what to do with them, with protections and everything else. However, as all of us know, there's a lot of people who collect haunted dolls, haunted objects, cursed objects, even because they think it's cool or I don't know what the reason is, but each of you talk about why that's probably not such a good idea to do that.
All right. So I think I'll go ahead and go first. When it comes to collecting objects of spiritual importance, especially those that come from a region that you're not familiar with, or even a religion or a way of life that you're not familiar with, you may not know the actual protections that are exactly needed. John Zaffis has a lot of experience interacting with different people from all walks of life. So he's able to get multiple types of protections for his particular objects. That's first and foremost, that you got to be able to have his protection for yourself, for your family, and your mind. You have to have that, a strong mind, a strong protection, because these particular objects will mess with your mind. They will mess with your family, especially if you have them in your possession. They will get to a point to where you obsess over them. And if you don't know how to control that particular obsession, they can take control of your lives. And that's kind of how they work. Now, another aspect to think about is sometimes when, let's say, a medicine person or a spiritual person seals something away, that's another type of haunted object, is a seal. When they seal something away in an object, there are very particular kind of protections, seals, a whole process that goes into putting something away in an object. And over time, if it's not maintained, those things can somewhat escape. And it's those spirits that are kind of escaping that are trying to find and manipulate the world around them to be able to escape and become either outside of their shackles or possess something more flesh and bone. But yeah, definitely be careful unless you know what you're collecting and how to protect yourself from it and how to maintain those seals or protections. You definitely shouldn't be messing around with those things. It can get pretty dangerous.
And Crystal, if you're wondering, yes, this would be the part where you give your do's and don'ts. So go ahead and jump in with that.
Absolutely agree 100% with that. I could not agree any less, anymore. And I want to say this. It's really important to know that if you have dolls that or whatever items, I'm just calling them dolls. But if you do know what you're doing with them, like me, okay, I'm not a collector, but like I said, I've come across these dolls or they've been given to me. I'm really careful about which dolls I accept. There's some dolls that people have asked me about or said, can you take a look at this or do you want this? And just by looking at it, or I don't even have to meditate on it, I know right away whether I should, you know, go ahead and take possession of that doll or not, or that thing or not. Now, for example, the one that I was really excited about, it's a 1920s Michoacan doll. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. They're kind of like these marionette Mexican puppets, and they're made out of paper mache or like some kind of ceramic or something. But when I brought this, well, my friends bought it for me. They held it for me. It came straight from an antique shop. And I studied about the doll. I asked a lot of questions about like where it came from and everything. And it took me a while to decide if I really wanted to bring the doll home. When I brought the doll, decided to bring it home, I took it directly out to my balcony and did some processes on it to help it neutralize like whatever energy was on it before, to kind of see, is this doll really supposed to be here? Not just for me, is it comfortable being here? Because there were some spirit attachments to it. I also have to check the energy with the others that I have in my house. Are they cool with him being here? So there's just a whole lot that goes into this. And I think most people don't really think of it that way. They just think like, oh, cool, a haunted doll. I'm going to be that creepy person on YouTube with 500 haunted, so-called haunted dolls, which they may or may not be haunted. Some of them might even be possessed by demons or not, or nothing. But when you cram them all in one space together, what do you think is going to happen, good or bad? So I really think that people need to step back and really think about the whole big picture before they start dabbling in this kind of stuff. Because sooner or later, I guarantee you, they call themselves a collector and they don't have a separate room or like a separate storage to keep these things. They're keeping them right in their home. You're going to see their lives start to deteriorate because these things will absolutely start to affect their lives in a negative way if they're truly haunted and possessed.
I agree there. And another aspect is you got to think about your afterlife. We have actually dealt with situations where people have collected these particular things. They've grown such a strong attachment to it that they choose either to not go to the next world because they're so attached to those objects, or those objects even prevent them from going on to the next world.
Let me start to wrap up this segment with a theory that actually I came up with the other. Now, considering who I'm speaking to, you three, I think you know exactly what's in these objects, these dolls. But I'm going to throw this theory out to you guys anyway. Maybe it's because all of a sudden all these UFO stories are coming out. The one in Las Vegas, not Texas. Those of you that watched the boys live the other night, you know what I'm talking about. If not, this is why you should watch them live. Maybe because of that, maybe because of the whistleblower that came out. But here's something that I was thinking about. And I think also another reason why this theory came up. The other night I was just relaxing, just going through the millions of streaming channels that we all have. And the original Men in Black movie, the first Men in Black movie was on. And that made me think about this also. Instead of spirits, could it be possible that these dolls, these objects are being inhabited by tiny, tiny, tiny visitors from other planets?
I would be pissed if that's the case. Reason why I would be pissed
It's because why the heck didn't you come out of that doll and talk with me and play with me? You know, like, it's just like, why didn't you go in the other dolls and play with me? You know, I was like, I would have loved to have a little buddy, a little friend running around and just like, okay, cool. Yeah, just hop in my backpack. We're going to go to school, you know, let's go freak out my teacher.
Henry, you just unlocked another next level of my biggest fear. Thanks.
Yeah, well, we've teased it a few times now. Those of you that are going to OC Paracon, you'll hear the rest of her alien story. There's actually a very, not scary, a creepy part to the rest of Crystal's story. But yeah, again, maybe because of this whistleblower guy coming out, all these stories, or everything that everybody's seeing UFOs under ring, except for us, of course. So I was thinking like, what if they're aliens, not spirits? That's what I wanted to throw it to you guys.
Wasn't there a movie like, it wasn't scary. It was like from the 80s and like these little batteries not included. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was kind of like that, right?
Yeah. Well, here, Sean Clem, they're a little on the younger side. But here, let me bring it up to them. The Obi-Wan series, the little droid that Leia has, it kind of looks like that. The robot and batteries not included.
Oh, okay. I'm all thinking of old Leia, the younger Leia, that little tiny.
Yeah, the Lola, I think, wasn't the robot's name, the droid's
yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Same robot on Flubber? Flubber. the one that's like the chick, and then they also got Toy Soldiers is another one where it gets kind of weird.
Well, I would understand, like, it would be kind of cool to be like, okay, aliens want to test us out, so let's see what these young minds are doing. Or even as adults too, like if they have like haunted possessed dolls, you know, like they're just messing around with us and just simulations, I guess you can say, like, okay, what's this human going to do if we do this, you know? Oh, okay, let's move a little bit, you know, then let's freak them out and just record data and just like, okay, you know, we know exactly what you're going to do if we do this right here and so-and-so, so-and-so.
Could be. All spirits are aliens. Understand that. Come on.
No, you're an alien.
Sure. Oh, you're an alien.
That's what I wanted to have everybody talk about it. See, and we're going to try to do more of these as we come closer to OC Paracon. Of course, you'll see us all together at OC Paracon if you're going to be there. I'll give you more info in a little bit. I started the last week. Everybody's getting the spotlight. Every little event we're doing, every speaker, they're going to come on and tease. So that'll entice you who haven't gotten your tickets. Those of you, tickets have been selling. So thanks for that. We'll see you in October for all that. Now, for the boys, like I mentioned a couple of nights ago, they went live. If you're not following them, following them. If you don't get the notification, and if you do and you don't go watch them when they say they're going live, you miss a lot of things. But we'll do you a favor. Anybody who missed it, catch them up. What's coming up to the channel? What's Unearthing the Supernatural up to?
Yeah, so we have a new upcoming episode for the recent Paracon that we went to in Tombstone. So we did some investigating there and just pretty much it's going to be one of those travel vlog videos that we do for all the Paracon visits that we do. So we had a interesting spirit challenge my brother for his soul at the graveyard multiple times. It was kind of crazy. And then so that's going to be a really good episode coming up. We're actually going to be going on an investigation tomorrow, actually. So for those of you who are listening, we'll probably be on the road heading out there right now. So also another big news, drum roll please. We announced on our live stream that we are going to be making a movie. So that's honestly going to be really awesome, really cool. We're super excited for it to be able to tell some indigenous horror. We're not going to go into specific details about what we're doing or until the trailer comes out, but we're going to be going to film the trailer pretty soon. So we'll have that out there pretty soon. So for all of you out there that are listening, we're going to be hosting a Kickstarter. So to be able to help fund the movie, help get cameras, lenses, lights, costumes, props, and help pay for the cast, the food, travel, everything like that. So keep an eye out on our social medias to be able to stay up to date with all that stuff. And yeah, thank you guys so much.
You know, you mentioned the Tombstone Paracon a second ago. I don't know why when you said that a spirit was challenging Hero for his soul. I don't know why. It made me think of Mortal Kombat for some reason. I challenge you for your soul. So
get over here.
So when you edit the video, make sure you put in some of that Mortal Kombat music during that scene. So, for Crystal, we're not going to tease anything because here's the weekly. See, we get to hear her record it. We heard it live, and then we get to hear it recorded, and then we'll come back and wrap up everything. So here's our weekly trip to Crystal's world.
Pay attention. Crystal Arona is about to share words of wisdom, inspiration, warning. Exactly what you need to hear. Let's visit Crystal's world exclusively on Paranormal Perception.
Hi guys! Guess what? Summer is officially here. So I wanted to mention a few of my all-time favorite Oracle and Tarot card decks to use when it's summertime. Magical Mermaids and Dolphins, of course, Madame Endora's Fortune Cards, and the Goddess Guidance deck. These three I feel are extra powerful during summertime. For some reason, they just give us a little bit of that extra guidance that we need. I do have a bunch of ideas and topics to share with you this summer, but why don't we go ahead and start off with a splash and a summer kickoff message from the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins. So let's go ahead and do a three-card pull for the collective energy, meaning all of us. So all of you who are listening, including myself. So card one, pay attention. It says pay attention. Notice repetitious signs and your inner guidance, as this can yield valuable information. I feel like this card is also just telling us to be aware of repeating patterns, maybe some negative patterns that are holding us back from our highest good. So really pay attention to that one. I don't really feel like it's so much a positive message. It's more of like heads up. There's something going on that you can definitely take care of. So pay attention to things that keep happening, because those are the things that need to be worked on this summer, starting right now. Card number two, synchronicity. Your prayers and questions are being answered by synchronistic events. Notice them in order to increase their flow. This card pretty much has the same message as pay attention to the patterns, but I feel like this card is actually opposite. Instead of having that negative undertone or that kind of warning about something, this one is telling us to be aware, just be really conscious of the things, the good things, the good patterns that keep happening, telling us that we need to acknowledge the patterns that are helpful for our growth. Very important during summertime. And lastly, we have playtime. If you could see this card, it has dolphins swimming around. It's so pretty. And basically, guys, it's telling us the dolphins know the importance of playing, as joy creates miracles and manifestation. So with that being said, let's have the best, most magical summer ever. I'm so excited to be talking with you guys in the weeks and months to come. If you'd like to know more about these cards, I actually have done a video showcasing the specific deck on my Instagram. So go ahead and visit there and look through my videos and reels for Magical Mermaids and Dolphins, and you can see pictures of what they look like, and I tell you a little bit about each card. So I hope this quick card pull gives you guys a good head start on your summer, and as always, until next time, have a magical day.
Follow Crystal Arona on Instagram, crystals_world. Crystal will be back next week for another journey through Crystal's world, exclusively on Paranormal Perception.
How would you like a phone charger that fits your personality? A charger that says, I'm a paranormal investigator or a paranormal enthusiast. Got you covered. Let me introduce you to our new sponsor, CoffinCo.com. They make phone chargers shaped like small coffins. You simply place your phone in the plush velvet bed. I mean, it's not just shaped like a coffin. It looks like a coffin on the inside, too. And then you close the lid. Your phone charges while you have a perfect conversation starter and a charger that shows your paranormality. It's available in a single plot, double plot, or the family plot, which can fit up to four phones. The coffins are all handmade and come in several wooden finishes. Visit coffinco.com for all the info and to see the phone coffins. Remember, coffoneco.com. coffinco.com. Lay your phone to rest. Alien Soda Company is where you'll find a variety of paranormal and pop culture themed t-shirts, art, and other awesome gifts. Designed by paranormal researcher Ken Smith, you'll find something that is uniquely you. Coffee mugs with UFO and alien designs, cryptids, ghost hunting, and more. And it's not just coffee mugs. You'll find posters and art for your home or office, even shower curtains, with a Ouija board, a Bigfoot, or other paranormal design. New products are added regularly, so visit aliensodacompany.shop today and browse through all of their products. Just for Paranormal Perception listeners, you can use coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout and get 10% off your order. You can use that code as many times as you like, for grads or dads, or just for you. Visit aliensodacompany.shop and use coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout for 10% off your order. Alien Soda Company, for all things out of this world.
Welcome to Paralinked. This is the social media platform for paranormal engineers, investigators, and enthusiasts. Paralinked went live in 2023 with the mission to allow the collection of paranormal evidence throughout the globe. Join your new colleagues at paralinked.com, and you will become part of the premier paranormal community. It is the definitive home for online paranormal studies and irrefutable paranormal evidence.
Here is this week's featured OC Paracom guest speaker or event.
Hi, this is David Omen coming to you from the Omen House. I'm here to invite you to one of the West Coast's only Paracons. That's right, I'm going to be down in OC in Anaheim at the Orange County Paracon. And if you want to go, please get tickets at ocparacon.com. And this is going to be running October 6th through the 8th. And I will be there as a guest, and I'll be having a seminar talking about the paranormal activity going on here at the Omen House, and also giving you a guided virtual tour and sharing with you some of the videos and some of the stories that have occurred to me and my guests here at the Omen House, down the street from Sharon Tate's residence, or I should say former residence. We'll be talking about the incidents that have taken place here, some of the mythology behind the Sharon Tate murders, and of course, the paranormal activity going on at the Omen House. So why don't you come down to Orange County, down to Anaheim, and take a weekend and visit. It's going to be a great time, and there'll be plenty of other people there for you to meet and to interview and to talk to. I'll be there with my booth, talking and selling a copy of my book, Ghosts of Cielo Drive, The Afterlife of Sharon Tate and the Omen House Spirits. So, like I said, this is an opportunity to get to meet me, talk to some other great people in the paranormal community, and get to see and experience something totally unique. So, like I said, if you get the time, come down to the OC Paracon October 6th through 8th in Anaheim. And don't forget, get your tickets at ocparacon.com. I think you guys will find this to be a great opportunity to flex your paranormal muscles and get to hang out with some people that are also of like mind. Since I don't venture out to many paracons because most of the paracons are in the Midwest and the East, I'm going to be making my first paracon visit in 5 years, and we'll be at the OC Paracon. So come down and meet me and talk and ask your questions and curiosities about the paranormal and what it's like for somebody to live in a paranormal environment for 21 years. Also, let's just say it's a place where one famous paranormal investigator ventured into for a 6-hour lockdown. And let's just say he made it halfway through and ran out of the house and has never, ever returned. If you have any questions, please reach out to ocparacon.com and find out. Thank you very much again. This is David Omen. Looking forward to meeting you down at the OC Paracon October 6th through 8th in Anaheim.
I don't have to show you any stinking brushes.
Actually, yes, you do. Lucky for you, all OC Paracon badges are on sale now.
single day, 2-day, full weekend, and VIP badges are all on sale right now. These are not 2-for-1, so each person needs a badge to get in. Also, Tales from Before Creation with Unearthing the Supernatural is not included with any of these badges. So if you want to attend, remember, you need to buy a separate ticket or bring a toy donation. All info and tickets can be found on OCParacon.com. We'll see you in October at OC Paracon 2023.
Are you ready for chilling tales from the unknown?
You'll have to wait until October for that. In the meantime, get ready for not the same old paranormal. This is Paranormal Perception. Well, this year, the chilling tales are going to come from all of you. Well, they always do, on the Halloween episode, at least. But this year, we're recording it live during OC Paracon. If you're going to be there this year, have your story, or two, or three, maybe. Although, I will say, if you have 5 stories, and I know a lot of you do, we'll record them, we'll let you tell them, but they may not all play back on the Halloween episode. We'll probably save it for the Christmas episode, because we do ghost stories on that one also. But we're doing it live during OC Paracon, so be ready to tell your scary stories, your brushes with the other side. Step up to the mic, scare us with your real life brush with the other side. Or it's a scary story you just make up for, I mean... It's going to be October. We'll all be thinking spooky by then, although we kind of all do it right now. Anyway, all info and tickets at OCParacon.com. I know nobody's thinking scary stories right now. It's officially summer. Alien Soda Company can get you ready for summer. I know all you paranormal folks, you love wearing black. Probably not a good idea in the sun. How about a t-shirt or a tank top that isn't black, but it does show off your paranormalness. New designs are added on a regular basis, especially with this week being the beginning of summer. So spend a day at the beach, not suffering with your black t-shirt. I mean, I'm sweating just thinking about it. But with a t-shirt or a tank top that keeps you cool and shows off the fact that you're a ghost hunter, a cryptid hunter, or a ufologist, anything. Pop culture, paranormal themed t-shirt, shower curtains, coffee mugs, it's all on there. Like I said, getting you ready for summer. Visit aliensodacompany.shop and use coupon code PERCEPTION for 10% off your order. Coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout and you'll get 10% off whatever you buy. Alien Soda Company, for all things out of this world. Now, next week, we'll stay in the paranormal world, but, well, you know what it's not going to be. It's not the same old paranormal. While you wait for the new episode, listen to past seasons and learn more about the show on the official website,
www.paranormalperception.show.
Meet heroes Sean Klein and Bess Paul on their YouTube channel, Unearthing the Supernatural. Keep up with OC Paracon 2023 news and announcements on facebook.com/OCParacon
or www.ocparacon.com.
Like this show? Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss any new episodes. Tell your friends about us. Just warn them that this show is not the same old paranormal. This is Paranormal Perception.
Paranormal Perception is produced by 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.